there aren't many good editors. I don't know if there ever has been more than a few. But a good editor really knows when to sort of ask for to be a collaborator and to move in and work with the author, and when not to. I resist totally any changes. I'm certainly open to suggestions, but by and large, my work goes, except for copy editing, goes to press unchanged or doesn't go to press. I regard a writer who does not get the thing in the finest form they're capable of before they print it as derelict in their obligations. But there are obviously many writers who don't aren't obsessed with that kind of thing as the way I am, for instance, and they can profit with good editing, and that's what a good editor is for. They know when to make suggestions, who to make them to, how to really improve things. And my present editor is very good. He's helpful.
Has your editor seen this work, the one we're talking about?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. And what he does is encourage. I have a great deal of confidence in him, and we'll ask his opinion in specific. I will ask him specific questions about specific problems that are bothering me, because I want him to see what his response is. I think that will be very, very helpful. But as I say, it depends on the writer, and it's true that most editors are just in the book business. They're bookmakers. That's the ones to stay away from.
Bookmakers. A good bet.
Yeah.
They see those New York Times bestseller lists.
Yeah, that's right. And
they're putting the odds on the favorite.
They make books. They're constantly dreaming up ideas for other people to write, execute, and that's how they become creative. Those people are really bad news.